Hello, you guys. I'm doing something right now that I've actually never done for Reddit. I'm going to be answering questions for a questionnaire. These questions are by Lustful underscore Crunch, who you guys should check out, by the way, because he does amazing work. And I consider him a good friend. And this was a special, I don't know if I should call it special, a request to answer his questions. What I've realized is like he loves getting to know people, and I think that his ideas and his ways of doing that are always amazing. So I was so down to do this. So we're just gonna hop into it. So the first question is, how do you cross the street? Do you wait for green? Keep on the stripes? Honestly, I would love to get the responsible answer of no, I always wait for my turn, all that. But honestly, if it's like busy traffic, then yeah, I have no choice but to wait for my turn and to cross on the lines. But if it's like late at night, I make a lot of late night trips because I hate traffic. So if it's like late night, I'll just cross wherever because there's no cars coming. So that's just what I do. Don't follow me, I'm a bad example. Number two, right as you fall asleep, what do you think about? Oh, fuck. I always go into like the deepest, weirdest thoughts before I sleep. Like, what happens when I die? I think about like the most embarrassing thing that happened to me in middle school, and then I'm sad all over again. Like, it doesn't matter. It's usually never good, I have to say. but if I happen to like get off the phone, let's say with like my boyfriend or something, then I have like happy thoughts then, because it's like I'm comforted. We always have like the sweetest like good nights. So typically, then maybe I'll go to sleep in a peaceful mindset. But usually, I'm thinking about probably the most embarrassing or like philosophical thing I could think of, and then I scare myself so much that I pass out. So, method of mine. Number three, if you could have any snack right now, what would it be? I'm really craving, I think because my friend mentioned it earlier, I'm really craving Oreos right now, but I also have brownies that I can eat. But for some reason, I've been putting that off like it's a task. I don't know. So I want brownies, anything chocolate, honestly. I think because it's my Mother Nature week that that's why, stereotypically, why I want chocolate so bad. Number four, how do you put on your shoes? I thought this was like a really random question, but at the same time, it's like, fuck, like people are different. For me, I have like slight OCD, so I have to put my right shoe on first, finish with that shoe, like tying laces of its sneakers, and then I put on my left one. For some reason, I feel different if I do it any other way. So yeah. When and how do you take showers? Okay, so I'm gonna get a lot of judgments from this. So I take a lot of showers, and it's because, not because I'm not really a germaphobe. I don't consider myself to be a germaphobe because I've allowed my room to get like really messy on many occasions because I'm lazy. But when it comes to like showering, I feel the need to do it. So typically, on a typical day, it would be like when I wake up in the morning, I go shower, brush my teeth and everything. I go through my day. Let's say I get through class. After class, I shower again to kind of just like shower off all that stress. And let's say I don't want to take a nap, I take a short shower before I nap because I fall asleep better when I'm comfortable like that. And then when I wake up from my nap, I go shower again because it just feels better. Like I want to wash the sleep off. And then I shower again before I go to bed because, again, I need to fall asleep. So typically I'm taking that many showers in a day, sometimes more, honestly. And I know the biggest concern, oh, dry skin and all that. But I moisturize daily. I use different moisturizers and all that. Another thing is, the water bill. My grandmother realized I was taking so many showers, and she's like, if you're gonna shower that much, you gotta pay the bill. So I pay the water bill. So since I pay the water bill, I think that I can take as many showers as I like. Do you have any physical pain or annoyance? Yes, actually. This would actually be a week after I'd had major surgery. So it hurts like hell. It hurts to do regular life things. I have to like sit a certain way and like breathe a certain way and stuff like that. So that is my biggest annoyance and physical pain right now. Do you hum or whistle melodies? If so, which and when? Now, everyone that knows me for at least 5 seconds knows that I am a Hamilton fan. I would probably die if I ever saw Hamilton in person or met Lin-Manuel Miranda. So if I'm doing something, I'm humming a Hamilton song, and it's anytime. I keep the CD in my car. I listen to it 24/7. I know all the words to a 2.5 hour musical. So I find myself always humming the songs, and I can't whistle, so it's also always humming. How do you feel about eye contact? It makes me nervous. I struggle with anxiety, so I actually struggle with eye contact a lot. So I'll like look past you, or I'll occasionally meet your eyes just like to be respectful so you know I'm paying attention. But like, I can only do it for like a few seconds before I have to like avert my eyes, or I get too nervous or like too awkward. And awkwardness probably doesn't even exist. Even my closest friends, even my siblings, like meeting eyes, it's just, it's hard for me. So most I have to do, it's like if I'm doing a job interview, because like that's respectful. That's, you know, good etiquette at a job interview. But like the whole time I'm like nervously dying on the inside. Number 9, who can touch you? I'm not going to say I hate physical contact, because I'm very affectionate and I'm also emotionally needy, but oh God, I don't like random people touching me. Like back in school, I kept my hair up. Like back in high school, I like tied my hair up because I got tired of people feeling they had the right to just walk up and put their hand in my hair. I don't care how pretty it looks that day. But I'm just like, you know, my partner, my family, you know, they can touch me. I don't care. Hug me. I do like hugs, but like warn me, like, you know, hold your arms out and like prepare me for this hug. That's just about it. And finally, who is your favorite person? Now, the person I'm about to talk about, they aren't allowed to hear this, so don't tell them I said this. So obviously, my grandmother who raised me, love her to pieces. I would do anything for her. But I wouldn't consider her my favorite person, because I feel like it's like a different category. You know, I love her so much, and she's family. She's all I have as far as like family goes on a daily basis. But currently my favorite person is, it's a tie, honestly. It's a tie between my boyfriend, who is probably the sweetest person I've ever met. He is there for me. He was been there for me, you know, through a lot. And he always makes me smile and laugh and a general good time. So he is my favorite person. But there's also someone else in my life who is my friend. He has talked me through some pretty rough stuff. He's also hilarious. I call him godsend all the time, because everything he does, it just amazes, you know, everyone around him. And maybe he doesn't realize how like amazing he is to us. But I won't call him up by name. But he is amazing. And I don't think that I would be able to progress as I have as a person without things that he's said, things that he has, you know, done, or just being there in general, you know, if it wasn't for him. So those are my favorite people. Unfortunately, I get to pick one. So thank you to Crunchy for these questions. They were very interesting, and I hope you do more, because I kind of want to do this again, and I hope you guys enjoyed.